The Minerals Council is a vocal opponent of the carbon tax and is warning today that it'll have a far greater impact on the economy than Treasury is projecting. Other carbon analysts are also pointing out that the collapse in the EU carbon price means that Australia's $23 a tonne tax is double the world price. Frank Yotso is the director of the Centre for Climate Economics and Policy at the ANU Crawford School. He was an advisor to the government's Garno Climate Change Review and earlier this year was advocating a carbon price of around $50 a tonne. I asked him just how significant the new carbon tax will be for Australia's economy and environment.
It's a very significant change because this ends years and years of uncertainty over whether there would be a carbon price and what form that carbon price would be. And certainly momentous that this is finally through, an international signalling effect from this as well.
Is it now clear, though, that the tax element of this legislation is a problem? That the carbon tax is set at $23 a tonne, but the EU carbon price has crashed to between $8 and $12. Is the inflexibility of the tax a problem?
If we just simply took on the very low levels of carbon prices as we see them in Europe now and in international markets over the last few months, then we would see very little action in Australia and we would see domestic emissions keep growing, which is probably rather out of line with the expectations of many in the community and which would send a strange signal overseas as well, given that we have such plentiful opportunities to actually reduce our emissions through better energy efficiency, shift to gas and renewables, and also greater carbon uptake on the land. And let's remember that the EU permit price was in fact around, in the $20s, just about 5-6 months ago, and it was above $40 early in 2008.
Doesn't that mean, though, that Australian companies and industries will be made uncompetitive? I mean, why should Australian companies pay double the global price?
Look, the effects on competitiveness of Australian industries that are exposed to international competition in international markets is almost completely taken care of by the arrangements of free allocation of permits to those industries. So the question is really how much action do we want to see at home in restructuring the economy, getting the economy slowly but surely on the track towards a lower carbon structure.
If it were politically possible, though, would you prefer to see a carbon trading scheme straight up rather than starting with a tax? I mean, several carbon analysts say the timing is terrible.
One thing that's habitually overlooked in this discussion is that climate policy is much more than just the carbon price. So what you've got in the EU, for instance, is very strong regulatory command and control measures on energy efficiency and very large amounts of subsidies, in particular for renewable energies. So really, bottom line in terms of international competitiveness, I don't think we'll see a lot of change from this at all.
What about the argument from the Minerals Council that the Treasury modelling on the impact of this carbon policy on the economy is flawed because it assumes that the majority of countries will be engaged in carbon trading by 2016 and that's now less likely to be the case?
What matters in terms of the modelling and its applicability is to what extent other countries do have some form of policy in effect. And what matters is to what extent Australian companies are left with a residual effect on their competitiveness. Now, residual effect on competitiveness for Australian companies will be small, and many of our key competitors do, in fact, have carbon policies in place. And I think that's actually amply clear to anyone who uses the modelling in terms of informing their investment decisions.
But the Mineral Council is saying that the Treasury modelling is based on an incorrect presumption and that the carbon tax will have a far more damaging effect on the economy than Treasury is projecting.
What you'll see as the result of any kind of economic policy or reform is changes in the economy, and as a result you'll get a change in employment structure as well. So when we talk about job losses, really what we're talking about is less of an increase in jobs in a particular industry and more of an increase in jobs in another industry.
Are you prepared to concede, though, that the impact on the Australian economy could be greater than the Treasury is projecting?
Oh, look, these are modeling exercises, and you know, reality will never turn out just as the modeling says it would. So impacts could be greater, impacts could equally be smaller.
As you say, the environmental aim of this legislation is to reduce carbon emissions by 5% by 2020 and further out by 80% by 2050. Do you think this scheme will meet these targets, given what you were saying earlier this year, that the price should be around $50 a tonne?
Yeah, well, we don't know what growth trends will be, and in order to get Australian emissions on a downward trend, this policy might be able to do it, and, you know, where precisely will come out in 8-9 years' time remains to be seen.
Dr. Yotso, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's the ANU's Dr. Frank Yotso, and you can listen to a longer version of that interview on our website.